Today, Shopify lays off 1,000 employees, how brands are responding to the rising costs of marketing, Kylie Jenner demands that Zuck stops copying TikTok, why you might need to boost your brand's snark level, and tech giants want to change how time works. It's Tuesday, July 26th. I'm Steph Gunn filling in for Todd Maffin. Here is what you missed today in digital marketing. Today, Shopify announced it is laying off 1,000 employees. That's 10% of its workforce as a result of misjudging e-commerce growth. In a statement, the company's CEO said layoffs are necessary as consumers return to old shopping habits and cut back on online orders that fueled recent growth. In response to growing e-commerce sales at the time, the company believed it needed to expand the company to meet demand past the COVID-19 pandemic. Quoting the CEO, "It's now clear that bet didn't pay off. What we see now is the mix reverting to roughly where pre-COVID data would have suggested it should be at this point. Ultimately, placing this bet was my call to make, and I got this wrong. Now we have to adjust," unquote. As a result of these changes, the majority of the affected roles will be in recruiting, support, and sales, with the company also eliminating over-specialized and duplicate roles, as well as some groups that were convenient to have but too far removed from product development. The Canadian tech giant is scheduled to release its second quarter financial results tomorrow. As companies respond to market conditions, Digiday has a great think piece up today about how brands are adapting to the rising costs of marketing. Matthew Tilley, an executive at the media company Veracast and author of the article, explains that brands are adjusting to a world where doing business costs more by evaluating their existing marketing efforts, refining their offers, and depending on reliable partners. What changes are brands making to their marketing mix? Tilley notes that while cutting marketing budgets might be a company response to increased costs, no business can afford to stop connecting with consumers. Instead of slashing budgets, the importance of assessing the return on ad spend for campaigns and tactics is critical. Quoting Tilley, "Brands that are testing and learning are the ones that will identify with what works best to drive sales in this environment and make a profit. They are evaluating new channels such as social media platforms and connected TV while homing in on the most effective media mix with tried and true tactics like shared direct mail packages and display advertising," unquote. The article also emphasizes that as important as it is to maintain share of voice and stay top of mind, advertisers must adapt to current economic realities. Consumers value brands that deliver messages that are sincere, empathetic, and relatable. This may require redirected budgets to cost-effective or readily available media. Lastly, Tilley indicates that brands are investing in partnerships that provide better data and insights, production flexibility, and consistent results to address the rising costs of marketing. It's not just social marketers that are fed up with Instagram's redesign. Mega influencers Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner shared a message about the platform on their Instagram stories yesterday to their combined 686 million followers. The message said, "Make Instagram Instagram again. Stop trying to be TikTok. I just want to see cute photos of my friends. Sincerely, everyone." The last time Kylie Jenner complained about a social media platform, Snapchat, the company lost over $1 billion in market value, and not soon after fixed the problem that irked her. So Instagram might have a problem. In what may or may not be directly related to Kylie's protest, in less than 24 hours, the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, posted a reel addressing matters, including concerns about seeing fewer photos on the platform. Quoting Mosseri, "I want to be clear, we're going to continue to support photos. It's part of our heritage. That said, I need to be honest. I do believe that more and more of Instagram is going to become video over time. We see this even if we change nothing. We see this even if you just look at a chronological feed," unquote. Meaning, bad news for those who aren't feeling the app's recent changes.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
There's no need to get HR involved with your brand's new social media manager because of their snark. A great piece in Adweek today discusses how the rogue social media manager has become an advertising strategy. Several brands have taken on this new approach to social, including Wendy's, Spindrift, and if you really want to be shocked, have a look at Radio Shack's Twitter. This strategy can help a brand achieve the main goal of any social marketing plan, becoming part of the culture and raising brand awareness. When done wrong, however, a brand can come across as cringy and grating. A brand's cheeky persona can start as a way to stand out, but regular posting of funny content can also encourage consumers to keep your brand's account on their feeds. An example of a brand doing it right is Duolingo. The language learning app social media manager explains that once users start looking forward to the brand's next posts, the brand has an opportunity to build a genuine connection with its consumers. But is it the right approach for your brand? While a customer who likes a brand's account is more likely to recommend and buy its products, the article notes that customers are aware that even the friendliest brands aim to sell to them, and they resent it when social accounts seem unaware of their sophistication. Therefore, it takes a particularly skilled social media manager to maintain an edgy online presence and get it right. How confident are you in the strength of your writing skills? A recent report found that while 8 out of 10 marketers think they write great briefs, only 1 out of 10 agency staff people agree. We should note that the study was done by Better Briefs, a company that provides brief advisory services and training, so, you know. But even with the likely bias, the results do ring true. The research found a quarter of marketing spend is wasted on poorly written and understood briefs. According to the report, the vast majority of both agencies and marketers indicated that while the brief is the most valuable tool in creating good work, it is also the most neglected. The study surveyed over 500 UK marketers and agency employees. Amazon announced a new digital wallet service for its merchants yesterday. The e-commerce giant said that it will roll out the new tool called Seller Wallet over the next few months. The financial tool will let sellers hold, view, and transfer funds directly to their bank accounts within Seller Central. It's free to enroll in the new service, and account maintenance is also free. When sellers convert and transfer funds, volume-based currency conversion and international transfer fees will apply. The tool is currently available to a limited number of small businesses selling through Amazon.com. There is a call for the death of the leap second from Google, Microsoft, Meta, and Amazon. Yesterday, the four companies launched a public campaign to kill the leap second, an occasional extra tick that keeps clocks in sync with the Earth's actual rotation. Problem is, the leap second can also cause tech glitches. The group also claims that dealing with leap seconds is futile, since the Earth's rotational speed hasn't changed much over time. Engineers at Meta argue that the extra tick is now causing more damage than good, resulting in disturbances and outages, meaning that Zuckerberg is now looking to control time. I have a really picky dog, and she has to take medication every day now, and no matter what I hide it in, she finds the pill and spits it out. I've tried it all, but I finally found what I can hide it in. Hot dogs. She just pretty much swallows the entire piece whole. So I went grocery shopping last night and hot dogs were $8. Instead, I opted for the veggie dogs that were on sale. I tried the veggie dog out this morning. She wouldn't even sniff it. So guess who has to go spend $8 on hot dogs tonight? Don't forget, you can get this podcast as a daily email newsletter too, complete with images, related videos, links to dive deeper, and even newsletter exclusive content. There's also a free option. You'll get an issue every Friday for free. Just go to todayindigital.com/newsletter to sign up or tap the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.